Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt, and I'm so excited about this series we're doing this week, The Fundamentals of the Faith. Yesterday, we were talking about repentance, and we closed with talking about the prodigal son and how the story of the prodigal son is a great example of repentance, how he came to him. The Bible says he came to himself there in the pig pen and said, "What am I doing here?" You see, there he's having a change of mind. And he said to himself, "My father has servants better off than I am. What am I doing in this suffering in this pig pen?" So here's what I'm going to do. See, the change of mind that's taking place that is leading to a radical outward change. I'm leaving this pig pen. I'm going back to my father's house with a different attitude, with a humble heart. And I'm going to say to him, I'm going to humble myself. And I'm going to say, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. And I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Would you be willing just to make me one of your hired servants? Father, I have really blown it." "Oh, and I just want to be one of your servants." I want to tell you, my friends, that kind of humble attitude before God will open the windows of heaven, will unleash God's grace. Never go to God like he owes you one. Never approach God with arrogance and pride. And "God, look what a great person I've been. And God, look what all I've done for you." No, my friends. No. Let the prodigal son be an example of our attitude and our approach to God. And then we see that this unleashes God's grace. We're going to be talking about God's grace this week as well, but we're seeing it coming forth. And a common definition of God's grace is God's unmerited, God's unearned favor. And let me say this, repentance, true repentance, releases God's grace and favor in your life. I'll say that again, true repentance will unleash God's grace and favor in our lives. And so he comes there with true repentance. And I have my Bible open here to that story, Luke chapter 15. And I'm going to start reading at verse 20. "And he," that is the younger son, "he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion." Wow. "Had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him." Now, this is the son that has wasted his inheritance on wild living, on prostitutes. My goodness, but look what real repentance has unleashed. Verse 21, "And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no longer worthy to be called your son.'" Oh, I love it. Now, remember, this is a story Jesus is telling to teach us some things. To teach us how to relate to God, how to relate to our Father. Not in human pride and arrogance, because we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But we run to him. We're willing to be, yes, we're his son, we're his daughter, but we're willing to be his servant. And true repentance unleashes God's grace and favor upon us. Verse 22, "But the father said to his servants, 'Bring out the best robe.'" You know, the father, yeah, he wants the very best for his children. And true repentance will unleash God's best in your life. "But the father said to his servants, 'Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand.'" This was probably the family signet ring, the ring of authority, family authority, of your place, your rightful place as a son, as an heir in that family. Put a ring on his finger. And sandals on his feet. And bring the fatted calf here and kill it and let us eat and be merry. The fatted calf, that was something that they reserved for very special occasions. For us, it would be like a Christmas turkey. It wasn't something that they had every day. But the Father is going all out. This is God's grace. This is God's unmerited, unearned favor. The younger son, the prodigal son, he hasn't earned this. He hasn't done anything to earn this. But because of his genuine repentance, my friends, how we need to preach genuine repentance to this present world. It's a key to God's unmerited favor and blessing and grace being poured out. And bring the fatted calf here and kill it and let us eat and be merry. So we're going to have a celebration. We're going to have a party. We're going to rejoice. Verse 24, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Wow. What a beautiful, wonderful story of God's mercy and grace in response to true repentance. Now, we're going to continue talking a little bit about repentance because this is such an important topic. And I want to mention one other area about repentance, and this is a sad story. The prodigal son is a good story. This is a sad story. And it is from Acts chapter 8, I believe it is, where Philip went down to the city of Samaria. And the Bible says he preached Christ to them. And there was a great response. And there was a powerful workings of the Holy Spirit. Let me just read it to you. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed, and there was great joy in that city. So man, what a great evangelistic outreach. And miracles are taking place. Demon-possessed people are being set free. And Philip is baptizing them in the name of the Lord. And verse 9 says, and there was a certain man called Simon who previously practiced sorcery in the city and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great. And he had a great influence on that city. And it says, and verse 11 says, and they heeded, the people of the city heeded Simon because he had astonished them with his sorceries, with his magic for a long time. Verse 12, but when they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. Now listen to this. Then Simon himself also believed. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip. Now, there seems to have been, now this is what we need to realize. There can be a superficial outward change without really true repentance. And it seems, we're going to see here, that Philip, he at least outwardly accepted what Philip was preaching and was even baptized. This is what John Wesley called mental assent. That many people, they hear the gospel and they give mental assent to it. Oh yeah, I believe that. I'll accept that. Yeah, I'll join this church. But there has not been that true inner change of mind and heart, that change of life direction. And this seems to be the case with Simon as we read along here. Now, it tells after this that the apostles came down from Jerusalem, and they began laying hands on these new believers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit came upon the people, and Simon was very impressed when he saw what was happening, how the Holy Spirit was falling upon people when Peter and John would lay their hands upon them. Look at, and then verse 18 says, "And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, 'Give me this power also.'" I'm being a little facetious here, but there are Christians today, preachers who do this. And I'm being facetious. And Simon, if this was 2022, I want to plant a seed in your ministry because I want an impartation of the anointing that it's upon you. So I'm going to plant a seed. I'm going to give you an offering so that I can get some of your anointing. Do you know there's people that do this sort of thing? My friends, you can't buy with money God's blessing. You can't buy with money the power of God. You can't buy the gifts of God. They're not for sale. They're given to those who come with a true heart of repentance and faith and trusting God in His goodness. God pours out His Spirit and His blessings according to His own will and plan. Don't try to control God that way. Don't try to manipulate God. You can't. Verse 18, "And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, 'Give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit.'" And Peter didn't say, and I believe there are people, preachers, who would do this. "Yeah, oh yeah, thank you for that offering. Yeah, now I'm going to lay hands on you. I'm going to impart my anointing to this anointing to you, Simon." No, no, no. That is so mechanical. That is so superficial and formulaic. No, my friends, real Christianity is dynamic. It's personal. It's dynamic. It flows with the Spirit. You can't manipulate it. You got to get in the flow with God. But notice what Peter said. "But Peter said to him, 'Your money perish with you, because you thought the gift of God could be purchased with money.'" What a horrible thing, Simon, that you think that you can purchase the gift of God with money. "Your money perish with you." Wow. Verse 21, Peter goes on, "You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps a thought of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity." Wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, how we need, my friends, to preach real repentance along with the grace and the goodness of God. So here is a man who apparently had gone through some of the outward motions, the outward formalities of Christianity, even being baptized, but had never really, truly repented and had that made that heart change toward God. And Peter, by the Spirit of God, brought it out into the open. Wow. I'll read it again, verse 22, what Peter said to him, "Repent, therefore, of this your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you, for I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity." Now, as much as we understand, Simon responded positively. Simon answered and said, "Pray to the Lord for me that none of these things which you have spoken may come upon me." And that's the end of the story there. But my friends, true repentance will unleash the grace and the blessings of God like it did for the young man, the prodigal son. But repentance is not just some kind of outward, superficial, religious act. It begins in the mind and in the heart, just like that prodigal son said, I'm leaving this pig pen, heading for the Father's house. If you're in the pig pen, or if you've been there, I encourage you today, rise up. Make that change. Head for the Father's house. He'll see you coming, and He will come to meet you with overwhelming grace and blessings and goodness. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. Check out my website.